five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll listen in on an important secret conference in which Chief Cody and Tim Collins, rookie firemen, make plans to put an end to the dangerous outbreak of grass fires in the Green Hills District. But before we drop in at Fire Department headquarters, here's something you should know. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to Chief Cody's office at Fire Department headquarters, where Tim Collins and the chief stand looking at a huge city map that hangs on the wall. Chief Cody points at the Green Hills District and exclaims,
"That's our danger spot, Collins. That's where all these grass fires start, right there in the open lot."
"Yes, sir."
"And that's where such a fire could be more costly than anywhere else in the city."
"Well, it could cost millions, Chief Cody, if a grass fire got started among those big oil storage tanks."
"Right. Now, look here. Follow my finger on the map."
"Yes, sir. That's the hillside where we put out the fire yesterday."
"It is. Now, on the top of the hill, here?"
"Those are oil tanks surrounded by a high wire fence."
"And down here? You see this little dirt road that winds up the hill?"
"Yes, sir. That's the shed we saw yesterday, where that gang of boys hid from us after they started the fire in the grass."
"Right again. Do you know what that shed is, Collins?"
"Oh, some kind of storage shed. I noticed yesterday the door was locked, so it must be in use."
"It belongs to the Unity Chemical Company. Does that mean anything to you?"
"Good grief."
"Yes, I see it does mean something."
"Chief, if that shed is full of chemical supplies, if that fire had reached it yesterday..."
"It might have touched off a series of explosions, Collins. Your whole engine company could have been knocked out of action, and the fire could have spread clean up the hill to the oil tanks."
"Well, Chief, we've got to stop these grass fires. We've got to get hold of that gang of boys."
"Well, that's your job, Collins."
"Mine, sir? Oh, but how... Where do I start?"
"Well, that's up to you. Remember what happened yesterday?"
"You bet I do, sir. We had those kids cornered behind the shed, or we thought we did."
"Yeah, but when we closed in, they were gone. Yet 5 minutes later, they turned up, right in the very spot where we searched for them. Collins, that gang has some kind of hiding place near that shed."
"Yes, sir. They couldn't pick a more dangerous place to play with fire."
"Well, that's the point. You've got to get hold of them before they blow that shed and themselves into a million pieces."
And as Chief Cody and Tim Collins put their heads together to perfect their plans, another conference is going on. Miles away in the Green Hills District, two boys are walking up the dirt road that climbs the hillside to the storage shed, the shed in which countless crates and drums of chemicals are stored. One of the boys is carrying a sack of potatoes.
"Hey, Red, give me a hand with the spuds."
"Oh, go on. You getting weak or something?"
"They're heavy. They're breaking my arm."
"Listen, it was me you got the man to give us the spuds. All right, now you got to do your share. You got to carry them."
"Ah, you're smart ideas. You're so smart. Where are we going to cook these spuds?"
"We'll cook them, all right. We'll cook them when the other fellas get here. We'll cook them in the cave."
"Yeah, we start a fire, you know what's going to happen? The firemen, they'll catch us this time and they'll wring our necks."
"They didn't catch us yesterday, did they? Or the day before? Or any other time?"
"No, but we better lay off starting those grass fires."
"All right, all right. I already decided that. We lay off until the firemen forget about it. Anyway, starting grass fires, it's only for fun. We don't want to get in trouble."
"Jiggers!"
"Huh?"
"Over at the corner of the shed, something moved."
"Take it easy. Sneak up to the corner and peek around."
"You peek. I got the spuds to carry."
"All right, here we are. Easy now.
See anybody, Red?"
All it was, the wind was blowing the bushes."
"Gee, I was scared. This is the part that always gets me scared."
"Yeah, me too. Just before we go into the cave."
"Anybody ever sees us go in, we're caught for sure."
"Hey, where's the gap in the bushes?"
"I got it. Here it is."
"All right, give me the spuds."
"Yeah, sure." "Gee, they were breaking my arm."
"Now look, Sandy, you duck into the bushes quick, see? You pull the cover off the tunnel that goes under the shed, and I'll slide in with the spuds."
"Here I go."
"You got that cover off?"
"Come on. You can slide right into the cave."
"Watch yourself. Don't let me step on you."
Red and Sandy, carrying their bag of potatoes, disappear into the tunnel that leads to the cave their gang has hollowed out beneath the shed where dangerous chemicals are stored. Meanwhile, Chief Cody at Fire Department Headquarters is completing a phone call to Lieutenant Greenspan, officer of Tim Collins' engine company.
Yes, Collins is working on the case, Lieutenant. He just stepped out to get some kind of equipment. I told him to pick up anything he needs and report back to me. Well, just a minute. Somebody in the outer office. Looks like a tramp. Huh. Grease all over his face, seedy clothes. A slouch like a bag of meal. Trampiest looking tramp I ever saw. My clerk isn't here. I'll have to get rid of him myself. Stand by, Lieutenant. I'll call you back. Hey, you. You looking for somebody, mister?
Hey, Chief, don't you know me?
Collins!
That's me.
Collins, I was on the point of throwing you out of my office.
in this disguise, sir, those boys won't suspect I'm on a job for the fire department.
I certainly hope not. If anybody suspects that you're a private in the department, we'll never live down the disgrace.
Well, sir, I guess I better be going. I think I'll hide out in that shed over in Green Hills. So long, Chief.
So long, Collins. Now, keep in touch with me. That is, if the police don't run you out of town.
Tim Collins, rookie fireman, slouches away from the fire department headquarters in the convincing disguise of a seedy, down-at-the-heels tramp. Before long, his disreputable figure appears on the hillside near the oil tanks and furtively disappears behind the storage shed of the Unity Chemical Company. Tim throws himself on the ground, prepared for a long wait, not suspecting that two of the boys he hopes to encounter are at that very moment beneath the shed, snug in their sandy cave.
Hey, Red, I'm hungry.
Nah, who isn't? We don't start cooking the spuds until the rest of the gang show up.
They ought to be here now. It's getting late.
They'll be here. I told them to.
But look, maybe they can't get here. Maybe something happened, Red.
All right. Let's have a look.
Hey, you first, in case there's somebody outside.
All right, scaredy cat. Come on, we'll go look outside the tunnel.
Look out, you don't make a noise. Look out, you don't drop that tunnel cover into the bushes.
Yeah, pipe down. Anybody's out there, why don't you holler and tell them where we are?
Look out who you're kicking. Right at your heels.
Look, are you going to pipe down? Okay, no, I'm going to lift up the lid. Now I can see outside.
Watch who you're kicking.
Get back in the cave.
What is it, Red? Who's out there? What did you see?
Just a guy. A tramp.
Gosh, did he see you?
No, he's asleep. He's lying down out there near the bushes. I guess it's some tramp. Gosh, what a tough-looking guy.
Well, that's why the gang hasn't showed up, huh, Red?
No, they won't come near the cave. Not with that guy hanging around. And neither can we get out.
What are we gonna do, Red?
Let me think, will you?
I'm hungry.
Hey, that's what we'll do.
Huh?
Look, we gotta stay in the cave until that tramp gets tired of sleeping. So, let's eat. Let's roast the potatoes.
Here in the cave?
Sure, why not? We get all the firewood we need. All the stuff I had you guys bring in to dry.
And we can bury the spuds in the sand, huh?
Right in the Florida cave. Look, we're some kind of Indian, see?
Come on, help me bury the spuds.
Yeah, you're doing fine. Put in a couple more. Yeah. Now, kick the sand over them, and we'll pile the sticks on top so they'll roast.
We better be careful. We don't want to set the whole wood pile on fire.
Gee, there's not much room. Well, it's okay if we keep an eye on it. We won't let it spread.
Give me a match, Red. I got the sticks piled up.
What do you mean, give you a match? I'm going to light it.
Ah, hey, who did all the work?
Go on. Don't jog on my elbow. There. Easy now. Hey, that wood's just right. It's good and dry.
Hey, look at it burn.
Hey, look. We're Indians, see? An old paleface outside. He don't know we're safe in our cave.
But how safe are the boys in their sandy cave, with a blazing fire of twigs and dry wood beneath the floor of a shed stocked with tons of dangerous chemicals? Outside the mouth of the tunnel that leads to the cave, Tim Collins abruptly springs to his feet.
Where's that smoke coming from? Oh, good grief, it's in those bushes. Maybe I can stamp it out. No flame, but plenty of smoke. Uh-oh, there's a fire beneath the shed.
Help! Mister, pull me out!
Oh, good grief, where'd you kids come from? Oregon, give me a hand. Anybody else down that hole?
Only me. Never mind, mister, I can make it. I'm out.
Jiggers, Red, run for home!
No, not so fast. Now stick around, I want to talk to you two.
And Tim Collins, rookie fireman, has a firm grip on both Red and Sandy, members of the gang that has been setting a series of grass fires. But there's no time to go into that now because clouds of smoke gush from the tunnel that burrows beneath the shed where dangerous chemicals are stored. To forestall a violent explosion, Tim Collins must move fast. Be sure to listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here is the message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody speaking. And I'd like you to check up on a certain fire hazard around your neighborhood. You know how careless people get about throwing things away. Candy wrappers, newspapers, all kinds of rubbish get tossed into the street. Well, when the wind blows, it piles this rubbish into corners or tucks it into places where it's hard to get at, except for fire. Yes, a match or spark of some kind finds that rubbish all right, and then there's trouble. All right, so I want you to do your share. Don't toss rubbish like that into the street. Well, that's all for now. You'll be hearing from me.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go, firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.